And this is it. The last one in this house, probably.
Oh, is it? You didn't tell us that.
Probably.
You can't just bring that up. This you can't just tell us that.
Well, any day now, we're going to be selling the house. So,
we've been here since flipping 7 o'clock and it's 10 to 9 now. You're telling us now.
Yeah. And the worst thing is that they always say you never know when it's the last time you've done something.
So, yeah, you're right.
And now.
Now you know.
You just told us, but you didn't get me ready enough. And this is it. Like, I felt like we needed to do some puja something.
Maybe you don't need to be too ready. You know, maybe otherwise you're going to be over emotional.
No, but like even though
I don't want you crying,
I'm a bit emotional.
No, I'm getting a bit emotional because like we had like the dinner around the table where we started off. Yeah. We sat at the kitchen table where we started off actually first. Then we moved on to the dining table.
You mean when we started the podcast like overall like years ago?
Six years ago, we moved on to the sofa. It's funny how we've just moved on to all the spots that we did the podcast, and here we are. And now you've just broken the news.
Yeah, you people listening now. You've been in every room in this house.
Wow.
Pretty much all throughout the downstairs.
I mean, it's sad for them as well.
Well, it's
because the acoustics, they're all going to notice the acoustics. Do you know what I mean?
The acoustics, isn't it? Yeah. No, but this is next phase, next chapter. Even like when I talk to the neighbours and they're like, oh, you're right. How are you getting on with the move and how are you doing? And I'm like, we've got a lot of stuff. Well, I didn't realize.
Can you make
crap.
Sure that you've got reception in the next house?
Yeah.
Already, my God, nothing works as soon as you get here.
But also the neighbours all say the same. They go, oh, it'd be good though, Tommy. Because I go, it's sad. You just have to leave the street.
Oh, yeah, that's sad.
You know, all the neighbours and all that.
Yeah.
And I went, you know, the memories. And even, this sounds silly. I wanted to take the bathtub. That's the one thing I wanted to take.
Oh, what? Is that because one of us has been in there?
Yes, it's got memories of you, Kedge. Whenever I look at that bathtub, I just picture you naked.
Yeah.
And your little Gujarati bits floating on the water.
I really like your walk-in bathroom thing upstairs that you got, which I used once on your stay over.
What do you mean? All bathrooms are walk-in?
All bathrooms are walk-in.
No, like, you know, like
drive-through.
No, like you just walked in and he was just like, that was it. You just shower, you just get wet on the floor.
Like a wet room.
It's a wet room.
Yeah. Yeah, with that, whatever that is. That was incredible. I loved it.
I love it. Whoa, you're going to splash where you like, what?
No, like you just walked, it was just brilliant. It was not like, you know what I mean.
No, but that the bath we got up there, I got it from
like India ones.
Yeah. But the bath that's in that bathroom, because it's the big room, is a 7-foot bath.
Yeah, it's a big one.
So I can fit in it. Right, and so that's what I was like.
You ain't got space for a 7-foot
in the
new one.
No, but in the new one. The new one can have, but the more so that the boys from early days, from their birth. They're both in it together.
Right. Yeah, of course.
So there's a lot of memories like that. But, and then I said to them, I'm going to take the bath. And then it caused so much hoo-ha, where there's lawyers getting involved.
Really?
Yeah, they went, oh, well, hold on. If you've got to replace it with like for like, because that's what they viewed. They viewed the house with this. So you've got to put another roll-top bath in. That's that. And then I thought, I'm going to have to do that, take it out, fit it, then store
just buy a new one.
Then
yourself.
You're like, you know what? Yeah, but this bath's quite expensive. It's a few grand. And so that's why I was like, oh, man, I don't want to do that. But anyway, so we didn't do that. But that's right. End of an era. We move on, we make new memories, and I think it's important for things to go. Even like when I think of the BBC days, we had good times, but that bath time's over.
Did you tell them that the Brownlow still has to take place from their house, garage?
In the new place.
in this place.
Oh, yeah.
Is that part of the contract?
I should have put that in as a condition. Yeah. Like, there's a little like, oh, the trees have got preservation orders, the bath is staying, and by the way, every Tuesday night or Monday night, me, Kedge's had to come to the, I'll keep a key to the garage.
Yeah, that's all we need. We don't need to go in there.
We don't, yeah,
we're going. Leave the Barney for us just outside.
Thank you. And I wonder if they'll make any food for us. We just had a bit of food.
Well, do you know what, Tommy? That is a sad start to the podcast.
Is it?
Yeah, it is a bit.
Oh.
It's a little bit emotional. I think everyone's going to get a little emotional.
I don't feel that sentimental. Even like now, I've just come in just before you guys got here from taking the boys swimming.
Yeah.
And my missus has taken all the pictures off the walls.
Yeah, so I saw that. I noticed that when I walked in.
So I was like, oh, and your body goes, oh, look, the pictures are gone. You go, oh, okay, fine.
But just imagine, like, all the videos people have seen, they're just used to, like, the two big turbines behind us and just, like, you know, like.
That's the boilers, by the way. It's a water tank.
Like, now I'm going to have to, you know, when I come to the new place, like, how am I going to park my car? Where's my car going to go? Yeah. Like, you know, like, is it going to be the same?
It's a big change. I don't know. I'm not ready for it.
Yeah, and even I'm a bit like, oh, how am I going to host you guys there?
Yeah.
You know, like, because.
It's going to take a bit of time, innit?
Yeah.
It's a start, like, it's like, you know, like the beginning of a new relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what, though? You don't need to host us. No, not me, anyway.
What I mean is...
Kedge needs...
Me, yeah.
Kedge needs a full host.
No, but what I mean is, like, we're going to build this house, right? We're going to add a lot to it.
Right.
It's a full revamp. It's going to take probably the best part of a year. Mm. My missus seems to think it's going to be done in 3 months.
Right.
I've told her several times. I go, listen, get your head... I said, it's nothing's going to happen this side of Easter. Easter at least.
Wow.
Right?
Maybe longer.
Yeah.
I know what you're doing.
Easter's only 6-7 months away.
Yes, but are we going in to record?
Well, we can go into a building site. We can just set up in a corner.
Right.
Oh. And record. We don't. You know.
Why don't we just do it at your mum and dad's?
No.
No.
They go to bed at like 7 o'clock.
Exactly.
Oh. And Kedge, you're so loud. Bro. Yeah. I think my mum, you keep my mum and dad up from here, from when we're in this house, and they live in a different house. So yeah, I'm going to move to my mum and dad's for a bit and then go to the main house. But anyway.
You can come to my house if you want. You want to come to South London?
We could take it on tour.
No.
You can go to other people's houses.
I'm not coming to South London. No.
Oh, Tommy, me and you then. Yeah. That's cool.
I'm in East. It's too far away.
Too far away.
For Kedge, it's the other side.
Sounds like a him problem.
Yeah, he does.
Too far away.
Okay, guess we need a new Kedge.
Exactly. We'll find someone in East or South to take your place. Yeah. I'm sure there's loads of people that want to be on it.
But I'm quite excited. I feel like it's all changed at the moment. Not only with the house and stuff like that, but even like this week. Okay, we're not going to do the podcast next week because we're recording a live one this Saturday.
Yay!
Our live, it's finally here. Can you believe it? All those months
I'm
talking about it.
I can't believe it's here.
Yeah. When if you're listening to this podcast on Thursday, in 2 days' time, we are live. I'm meeting people all the time. People are messaging me all the time saying, we're going to be there.
Yeah, same here.
And I was thinking about it. I think this room, you know, we know it holds a couple hundred people, just over. So it's lovely, sold out. It's going to be a good night. And then I thought, this podcast, we get a few thousand people listening to it straight away when it comes out.
Yeah.
Then over the course of the next few weeks, a few more thousand people listen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I just suddenly worked out, I thought, this podcast right now, what we're saying, in the next 2 weeks, will go to the ears of Wembley Arena. 10,000, 11,000 people.
Oh, I see like that.
We'll get.
Oh, easy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
In fact, a lot of our podcasts have done the O2 many times over.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And so you're thinking, then when you think of that now, as we're sitting here, imagine a few thousand people in front of us.
Oh, I know. That's nuts, isn't it?
We don't think about that.
Yeah.
I love that, though, one day.
And we never had that. I was thinking about this as well. It was like, when we first started doing this, do you remember when we first spoke about it and all of this kind of nonsense? It's like, it is incredible that we are going to be doing a live show on Saturday.
Yeah. Sold out.
Nuts. Do you know what? It's funny that it is sold out, but I keep seeing King's Place. They keep adding like one or two tickets. Like they keep finding, you know.
They must have some allocation or they're squeezing a few.
No, they are, because I keep talking to them like nearly every day and they're like, oh yeah, we can still stick a few more here, there. So they're trying everything they can to just put. I think when I looked today, just before I came here, there's still two more tickets left.
You said it was sold out.
But that's what I mean. It was sold out on the weekend. And then they keep saying, we've still got a couple here. I'm like, I keep sticking them in. And the funny thing is, because obviously when you sign up to it, you join like our wait list if you've missed all the tickets. So when they release more tickets, the wait list get an email straight away. Bang.
Bang.
Right.
So they're getting bought straight away again, which is quite nice for us. We're just like, wow, it keeps selling out.
Dynamic pricing and all of that. Well, we're not.
I did think about that, and I was just like, well, maybe the last 20 should have gone for 50 quid.
No, I'm joking.
You can't do that.
If you missed the early, but what we haven't really spoken about is, guys, like, you know, obviously it was a big sort of issue of contention last year, and that is, you know, what are we walking out to a song?
Music. What are we going to do?
What are you looking at me for?
Well, you're a DJ.
So I've picked a song already.
What did we come out to last year?
We came out to Montel Jordan, didn't we?
This is how we do it.
It's so bait, though, isn't it?
Okay, so what is it this year?
No, you're going to have to wait until Saturday, isn't it?
No. What, you just decided?
I picked it.
He's DJ.
No, but it surely has to be a three-way thing.
Yeah, but we're not DJs. And we're nowhere near.
Tommy's going to like it. Yeah, Kedge will like it as well.
But it was Shy FX and UK Apache. It was 20 years of...
He's trying to influence you. He's trying to influence your decision.
No, I think I've made the
decision. Original Nutter.
Yep,
we're not going to come out to Original Nutter. It's not that kind of flipping event.
Yeah. If we came out to Original Nutter, people...
No, Kedge.
One day, some of the kids from the neighbourhood carried my mother's groceries.
What film's that?
Not Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Goodfellas.
What a start. But they had to cancel. They had to get rid of that, didn't they?
Why?
Because they didn't have the
I've still got that version.
Though. Have you?
Yeah. And it still kicks around on certain YouTube. Mm. You can find it, but you're right. You can't get the
Go on, give us a something that, apart from my original now, to think of something sensible.
What about something in Bollywood?
No.
What about like Gesaria?
No. What are you dumb? No, I'm sorry, but we had a bride and groom walking into a flipping wedding. That's not about holding hands. We're going to come out walking and holding hands.
Don't
come near me.
I think, okay, you might have picked, like, I think if you said Tommy liked it, then I think you picked a hip hop song or maybe a Gary song.
I think there's only one song that fits like the bill at the moment, seeing as what's happened.
Oh. Well, you know what? Don't tell us. Let's keep it a surprise. Ooh. And if I don't like it.
I really don't know.
No,
we don't know.
If I don't like it.
No, I'm going to tell you.
I'm not walking out.
Pick something he doesn't like. Please.
If I don't walk out, it's because I didn't like the tune. Yeah. I'm telling you that now.
So. I think you will like it. No, I know you like this tune, and I know you both like this tune.
Okay.
Okay, what we do? What
could it be? I don't know.
Also, you know, last time, obviously, do we need to have a dress code for us three? Because I always come wearing something different to you guys.
Yeah, but you come wearing like a Tottenham shirt, then you wear something from India, like a kurta. Bro, just wear normal clothes, isn't it?
Normal clothes is what we've been told.
Just be normal, Kedge, right? Okay. Just for once. Nothing rip off, no fake machino.
Yeah, okay. Just
normal. What's the weather saying on Saturday? Is it all right?
I think
raining?
It's raining. Yeah, I think it's raining. I think it's winter's here in it now.
Are we not going to get any more like decent sunny days on it? I wanted to wear shorts, you know.
Shorts?
Yeah.
No.
Because it makes it feel like how we're just doing it here, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Being at yours, yeah, a bit relaxed. No,
we should come in corte pajama.
You can't have your legs out.
We don't wear that.
You can't have your legs out. We've got 200 people coming, Ted. Yeah. You can't have your legs out.
He's got good calves, though. He's all right.
No, I know, but
you
still.
You can't have your legs out.
No, but still. You know, have some izzet. You've got to respect.
What? What do you mean?
No.
It's dishonor.
What? To wear shorts?
Yeah.
I'm going to wear shorts.
It's a place of respect.
Shorts?
Yeah, these little hot pants.
No, proper shorts.
Give us some thigh as well. Right. Yeah, exactly. Whatever you want. I'm now very good. I think maybe the song might be It Takes Two to Make a Thing Go Right.
No, because there's three of us.
No, there's not. There's two. There's two and you.
Oh, okay.
Actually, can I tell you a little story? Just as we pulled up, coming back from swimming with Milo and Logan today.
Yeah.
We pulled up on the drive and Milo goes, "Whose car's that?" He does that. He panics. You know, some kid, he's at that 12th day. Everything's so animated. Oh, whose car's that?
Yeah.
I went, look at the plate.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And Sachi's plate is a version of his name, Sachi. Right. I went, who's do you think it is? He went, Sachi's. I went, yeah. And he went, all right. And then it went quiet for a second. And Logan, the younger one, seven, he goes, "Dad, who's your better friend? Sachi or Kedge? Who do you like more?"
Big question.
Wow. How'd you get out of that one?
I told him straight.
Easy.
And he goes, and it went quiet. And I laughed because I thought, I'm going to so say this on the podcast. Yeah. Right? Yeah. And I went, well, I said, I've known them both the same. I said, so they're both, we all
me longer. So I'm just saying.
That's right, actually.
I'm just how old are you, bruv? No. Oh, no, me longer. Bruv, just relax, please.
I showered in your bathroom. I had a shower with you.
I shared a room with you.
It's okay. Nobody's going to die at the end of this conversation. Right? And I went, I said, I've known them both the same. I said, we all work together on the radio show and then now we've all carried on the podcast.
Yeah.
And he goes, and then Logan goes, but it's probably Satch, isn't it?
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
That is
and no, Smiler goes, it's probably Satch, isn't it?
Yeah.
I went, why? And he went, doesn't Kedge annoy you? I went, he does. Milo's picked up on all of this, right?
I love it.
Right? And then Logan goes, and he goes on about Spurs and just walked off.
Love it. Yeah. So love it.
They just concluded.
And also, because I am quite the irritating one. I engage with them in an irritating way.
Yeah, you'll come along and go, oh, yeah, what's up with that? Oh, yeah, you think you can do a cartwheel? If you can do press ups? Oh,
do you know when you were young and you had that one uncle that just used to piss you off?
Yeah.
Kedge is that guy now for your kids. And I used to think of that when I was a kid. I was just like, God, there was always this one caca that was just, he was a wrong one. You know, like, it was just weird.
No. He just come and have a chat too much. You're like, yeah. No. Oh God.
Shut that's up. It. Just shut up, mate. Yeah, now, Kedge is that guy for your kids.
Wow.
Whereas I'm the cool one.
Yeah. What do you all think about this, kids? And they're like, oh, he wants to debate.
He wants to have a chat.
So anyway, so Satch, It Takes Two to Make a Thing Go Right.
Okay, fine.
All three is.
I'll just walk out to my own song.
Yeah. As you always do.
Yeah.
In your head.
In my head.
Yeah, do you want individual songs in?
We'll work this out.
This is not for the podcast. Yeah, this is a production. Production.
Then you have to think about this because you're right. All right. We could have individual songs, but I see because of stand up, you have to come out to a song.
Yeah.
So
your song. What's your go to?
It varies. It varies. It depends what this kind of night I'm doing. But it's sometimes it's something I can just jump around to, or I might just do like an old school Bhangra song, or like you say, or original
Wicked,
or whatever. I like that sets the tone.
It sets the tone.
The song is important, though, Satch. Yeah. But it's on you.
I think this is a big tune.
Oh, yeah. Is it new?
No.
Oh.
Everyone will know it.
Oh perfect. Okay. Even better.
Well, of course, everyone's going to know it. Yeah.
And it's very hype.
Ooh.
Oh. Okay.
Wicked.
No.
Wicked.
No. You find that Saturday.
On a ragged hit.
No,
by day, by one day,
Munda,
did I
Munda?
Yeah, that one.
They did a Bollywood version.
Can we? Sorry, can we just talk about the weather that's actually that we're dealing with? Because I know Satch mentioned it for Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, it was Saturday night. I think it was probably in a long time where lightning and thunder was just it was just there for ages. Mm. Like, it just, it wasn't stopped. It was like every 30 seconds, flash.
So this is all across London. Saturday all across just London, gone. Yeah. And I only realised it's all across London because the next day in the news, they went, oh, the scenes across London.
Yeah, it was nuts.
You're right. So I was actually still awake.
I was awake.
It happened at about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, so I got home at about 12:45-ish, and then I was still awake, and all of a sudden, it felt like thunder had hit my house.
Yeah. Yeah, it was... You're going very quiet.
The ground shook.
You were asleep, weren't you, Ken?
The ground shook.
I didn't know any of this happened.
The lights were flickering. My Wi-Fi just went ping off. Like, the box just went off and came back on again. So, like, wow. It was like lightning struck my house.
I don't know any of this.
You slept through it all?
Yeah. I didn't know until much later, and I saw on social media, and everyone was like, oh, London's been battered with rain and thunder.
Like, my bedroom, when I got into bed, like, it was still happening, about 2:30-ish, it was bright, white.
I don't think anything happened in Watford.
No, it must have done. It was all over. It was all over.
Really? Like that bad? And it was in long. Firstly,
so
yeah, about an hour and a half.
So the rain started coming, right? And I was awake. We're sitting there watching telly. I was actually with my old housemate from university, Neil. Yeah. Neil was over. Another mate of mine, Darren, was over. So Darren left.
Yeah.
Neil stayed. We're up. We're awake. Chatting.
That's a late one for you.
Yeah, it was because... They'd come out. He'd come down for the weekend to see me.
Right.
They also wanted to come and see the house for one last time before they went.
Yeah.
And all that. And then they said, and we had a night out, but obviously I said, look, boys, I'm working. So they came to the comedy show. So because I hadn't hung out with them, then we'd driven back. I was like, I've got to stay up for a few hours and do it. But you're right, it was hard work. And I told them that. So I told them, I said,
look, yeah, I'm going. I'm ready to go.
You were
but
ready to go
then
bed,
the rain came in. Like,
yeah.
I filmed it. I went, listen to that. A little part of me panicked. Mm. Like, that rain is so loud.
Mm. Yeah.
Is that normal? Like,
no, it wasn't.
What's going to happen here? Like, you know, it was just like.
It was, I could hear the thunder coming towards my house, hit my house and go past my house.
Yeah, it went across us. So we were looking out and we saw it kind of move from left to right.
Yeah.
Well. Wow. So, yeah. And it was, and the lightning was going off. Like Satch said, every 30 to 60 seconds.
Yeah, it was bad.
His Wi-Fi went off.
Yeah.
Yeah, my Wi-Fi went totally off. And I was watching something on Netflix and it just went off.
Wow.
I was like, oh my days.
That is incredible.
I went outside to film it. Yeah. And as soon as I filmed it, bang, lightning went off.
Go. Like, yeah,
that's what
I mean.
The camera on.
Like, every 30 seconds you're like that.
I don't know if you can hear. Can you hear that noise? Right? Yeah. Listen, that's me filming it. It's
loud rain,
isn't it?
Wow.
That's the rain. Yeah.
That's big.
It was. Kedge, I'm surprised you slept through it.
I don't know how I slept through it. I missed it completely.
That's inside the house.
Wow.
Chucking it down. I was supposed to post that, but I forgot. I was too tired. Yeah. But torrential.
Torrential,
but unusual for this country as well. So, but I know there'll be people listening around the world. They're like, ugh, call that rain. Like when we have a heat wave, call that heat wave. Like that ain't a heat wave.
I think that's it now. Like fully summer's
yeah,
done.
Yeah, I think it's done now.
No, last week there was still a little. It's like I don't even think there's going to be those days. You know, where you get the odd day where it's like 25 degrees.
Summer.
It's still going to happen.
It might be. You never know. A couple of weeks time. End of September.
I don't think summer's happening because I think we are going to be absolutely... They're talking about like really low temperatures as well. Mm. Coming over England as well. So yeah, wrap up this Saturday if you are travelling. Because you don't want cold people.
Maybe I shouldn't wear shorts.
No, yeah, exactly. No.
Don't wear shorts. But I'll tell you what warmed me up as I got here was that obviously Tommy was being cooking for us again.
Well, so I've got this. I'm going to give on a boring, bigger story. I've got this other property out in Kent. And you might going to hear me talk about it because it's going to ramp up now. So I was there all day. Then I was meeting the gas suppliers of it and all this kind of stuff. So I thought, I'm looking at it. And then in the middle of all that, text from Kedge. So, what were you eating tonight? And I thought, And I thought, God, it's the last one. I'm not home. I can't even do any food.
Oh, it's the last one. Yes, we had a nice cunner together. Oh, right. That's beautiful.
So then I whizzed back. Luckily, the people were all waiting for me. When I got to the site, the gas member outside.
Yeah.
You know, when I got home, I had another gas meter thing to do here.
Yeah.
And the guy was here as well. So everything was moving. And
love
it. Gas all over the place.
And this is how you got lucky.
How?
The boys both had hockey. After school.
Oh, I love it.
So my sister goes, don't forget, you're not picking up till 5 p.m. I went, oh, I've got an hour and a half.
Result?
Banged out a butter chicken and a butter paneer.
Lovely.
Is it a butter paneer?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get it, right?
So a paneer muckanwala.
Oh, is that what it is?
It could be.
Muckney.
Muckaneer.
Yeah.
Buccaneer.
He's always got to add the wala. Why need a wali?
No, because it's masculine.
Yeah. Paneer.
Is it?
Paneer isn't masculine.
No, yeah, paneer is masculine.
No, it's female.
It is.
Soft cheese.
Yeah.
No, but it's what the
Makanwali.
The preposition, not preposition, but it's what gender is attached to it.
Yeah, but I think paneer, if I was to attach a gender, I'd say.
Because if you said it in Gujarati, it's you use the male adjective for it.
So you'd say, so what?
What would you? How would you say the paneer is nice in Punjabi?
Eh, paneer bahut badhiya aaya.
Yeah, but there, see, so it's a masculine.
Yeah, but now you say, oh, kuri bahut badhiya aaya.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, munda bahut badhiya aaya. Maybe you're right. Yeah, you're right.
No, paneer is masculine.
So what would you say? Oh, kuri bahut badhiya aaya. I don't know what you say.
It's masculine. She's amazing. You can't have paneer as a feminine.
Would you say then? Go on. How would you say in Gujarati?
But you need, hold on, let me think of an adjective. Yeah, go on. Like, okay, so the pun, like say if it was kachu, you'd say the paneer is kachu, isn't it? Because it's paneer kachu che, but you wouldn't say paneer kachi che. See?
No, but that, no. No.
Yeah, of course it is.
No, but that's not making it, no.
Of course.
No, that's not, no.
I love that he did, no. Just it, that's all that's got.
Kachu is when you talk about one. Yeah. Kachi is, could plural. Be plural.
No, but the LG is kachi because it's feminine.
We would say, we just say,
how are you arguing with the only linguistic guy here?
We would say kachi is plural because that's kachi is just a female underwear and kacha is the male underwear.
That's what I mean.
So you say he's wearing a kachi. So you wouldn't say,
paneer's got a kachi on.
She's wearing, yeah. The paneer had a butter kachi. That you just ate your way for his buttery kachi.
Honestly. But anyway.
I don't know. I'm still, I think it's female.
It is. Ask anyone who's an expert.
But and it was nice. And by the way, I did the Shana garlic paratha.
Yeah, I didn't really notice the difference. I'll be honest with you. I think the Shana paratha is standard. They do well.
I think, where Tommy has now nailed the butter chicken, the flavour was just in that. So you could have given me anything and the flavour was just
even
the
with
curry.
Bread.
It was banging.
Yeah, needs a bit more chilli
powder. From my side.
Yeah, go, here we go. Feedback.
From my side.
Yep.
I'm doing it as that mate who says from my side.
Okay, yeah, from my, hello, I'm Bigesh from my side.
Yeah, from my side.
Okay, just, my side.
You need a bit of spice.
Yeah,
I did. Yeah, but it was for the kids.
I did put red chilli powder in there. I did. But because I was making quite a big batch of sauce, you make the sauce separately.
Yeah. I know.
So I think I just didn't quite have enough chilli powder.
That was for me. That's the only thing that was, But otherwise, banging, obviously.
Thank you very much.
I love it. It's probably because you were cooking over the weekend as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. That Friday. Did you see my story? On Friday last week, just before the torrential rain, Kingfisher were doing 100 curries. No, sorry. 400 curries in 100 minutes. Right. So it's
400 curries.
So they did five.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Like 400 like plates?
Five different curries.
Oh.
Each is about 80 of each, whatever it works out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right?
I thought you meant 400 separate
curries. Not 400 dishes. No. Yeah. I mean, they're 400 curries. And
portions.
They're in a kitchen. They've got these top chefs. So one of them like works for Atul Kocha, Benares kind of guys.
Yeah.
Another one's got that mango lounge in West London, in Windsor, which I tell you was amazing.
Yeah.
And a couple others, right? There's a Nepalese chef there as well. So then one of them, like the Nepalese chef made chole.
Oh, yeah.
But with a Nepalese twist.
Lovely.
So he had a couple of little herbs to it, to his chole. The other
What kind of herbs?
Exactly. Everyone got the munchies. And another guy did like a Kerala veg curry, mixed veg.
Coconut.
In like a coconut sauce.
Yeah.
Someone else did a spicy chicken. They did a butter chicken. Ooh. And
lamb. Wow, there's a lot of food.
What was the final lamb? One? It will come to me. No, it wasn't a lamb.
Bindi.
No, veg.
We've got two veg, two chicken. Go on. It's got to be a lamb.
Dal.
Two chicken.
Black dog.
No, what was it? Okay, I'm gonna come back to that in a minute because I'm gonna have to look at my pictures for it. Right. But it was just a fat man. But watching them cook, and I was looking at all the different techniques that they use, and how they do it. That's what I applied to my butter chicken and my paneer.
Okay. It was very good.
Okay, I'm glad you approved. But know this, that wasn't just mine. I'm looking at the dishes.
Jalfrezi.
It wasn't just my food.
Chicken or something. Fish? No, okay. Seafood?
Okay, that's the chutney. That's the
Bengen.
Butter chicken.
Okay.
Or one of the butter chickens.
Yeah.
That's the Kerala chicken. Hold on, I'm moving my way around, right?
Right.
And then we've got... Oh, yeah, it was lamb. Yeah, it was lamb.
Lamb, it's got to be lamb.
I forgot, yeah. It was just a solid... I tell you what, I didn't remember it.
Hopefully a lamb's not solid. What do you mean?
No, it was a solid,
be soft.
Nice, it was once he's eaten it.
Meaty tarka on the lamb. Like
got to be
tomatoes, ginger, garlic, onion.
Like a karai.
Yes.
Lamb karai.
Yes.
Mm.
And you just, oh God. Bangers. With the bread and the nice and those. Yeah. So I bet you I was in the kitchen. And here's the thing. These are chefs. Mm. And I was like, here we go. And I was doing it in a Bake Off-y Master Chef.
Oh, yeah.
Like, right. 100 minutes, lads, start now, right? 30 minutes left, countdown's on.
Heard of Paul Hollywood.
Bro, can I be
Tommy
honest?
Bollywood.
I tell you all now, the inside scoop.
Go on.
They were done in 30, 40 minutes.
Really?
They go, and I went, it wasn't even hard. He went, bro, this is what we do.
Mm. Yeah.
80 portions of curry, easy.
Yeah. Wow. Like, you know, and they're chit-chatting, they're laughing, they're drinking a few beers in between it. And then, this was really nice, we gave it to a load of old people that were less fortunate.
That is very
and
nice.
They all come to this community centre, and you give it a curry. And then, what was nice, you would have loved this, Kedge, community
yeah.
spirit,
yeah.
talking them through what the curries are.
Oh, brilliant.
So yeah, this is a chickpea that. Thing, pulses, da-da-da, really nice and hearty, but it's vegetable. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it sounds like...
We should do something like that.
It was. I'll tell you what, it sounds cheesy, and I don't want to sound like an idiot, but it felt really nice to do.
Yeah, no,
of course it does. Of course it does. Yeah,
it just felt like I'm not. And actually, I wasn't even doing it. Like, you know, Kingfisher of Lady.
Brown load curry night.
Yeah.
All right. We should do a brown load curry.
And they have
night,
these soup
yeah.
kitchens in South London.
Mm.
So you can take over there and all that. But you know, but then you've got to make sure what you're cooking is good. So what are you going to make?
Yeah, of course. You've got banging shit.
What am I going to make?
Yeah.
Well, I can make that new mutton paneer that I made the other day, which was really nice.
Lovely. All right. So I could do my butter chicken.
I could do that.
Sanchi, ooh, you could be head of the tandoor. You could head of the naans.
Yeah.
Nah. Do you know what? If I fall in, we're in trouble. If I fall in, we're in trouble.
You can't fall
in. We'll stick a skewer in you and we'll eat you.
No, right? I don't know what I'd make. You're going butter chicken. He's going paneer. Yeah, but I'm trying to think what would complement that.
The cucumber salad.
I can make that, but yeah. I want to do something better.
But yeah.
I think you could do the naan, rice and salad.
I think it's got to be a keema.
Oh, nice. Oh. You could do a keema.
Could do.
Yeah. Can you make that?
Yeah, I probably could. I haven't done. But I think I probably could.
I've never done it.
It's not that difficult. You just have to stick a bit of meat into a mixer, a blender, in it, and put some peas in
this
it.
Look at
this plonker. What else?
We've got blend the flipping mince as well. He doesn't know.
What is it? Oh, there you go then. So what is there to do then?
Do you, onions got to do the tarka? Got to get the
oh my God, put some onions and tarka in it. Come on.
Yeah, but it's got to have the right lick because meat takes to spices in a different way that veg does.
Okay.
So yeah, you've got look. Kedge,
that's
come
what, do you know
look
what?
Look at his
sunny
butti. He's got proper sunny butti on. He's
said,
like
a
meat.
Lamb karai or like a chicken karai. He's never had that flavour.
Yeah.
That broth,
I don't need that flavour.
You need that flavour.
Right. And you know when you grab a piece of soft chicken made cooked in a karai?
Yeah.
mate.
With a bit of naan and you just break it and you get the sauce and the onions and tomatoes and it soaks into the bread.
Because I'm telling you, paneer doesn't do that. Oh. Tommy, correct me if I'm wrong.
It doesn't.
I'm sorry.
And I know this is going to disgust a lot of people, but you got bite into flesh, didn't
you? Oh,
no,
oh,
no, you just went there.
Yeah, you got it. It's got to be good. A carnivore. That's what it is.
So all that rich food and everything, I was at an engagement over the weekend.
And
a Gujarati engagement.
Yeah.
Oh, we had the same one.
But it wasn't the same one.
What was your wedding couple called?
They were called Rahul and Rupa.
Yeah, oh, Rahul. I was a D-A or they, D-H-E-A-Y.
No, I'm not asking about their pronouns, just what
their
name was.
Yeah, they. They, them. Very good. It's a good right name, D-A.
Isn't it? What? Why are you just saying a random sound?
Say it again.
Say
it
to me.
Okay. So when I first met him, I thought his name was, he called himself D-K.
D-K.
But it's they, D-H-E-A-Y.
D-H-E-A-Y, they.
They.
Okay.
They and
yogurt.
And Shivani.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that one's quite easy. Yep. Shivani.
But, yeah, by the way, can I say, I was doing my banter with my Gujarati crowd.
Of course.
I'm accepted amongst Gujaratis, by the way. I feel very comfortable in a Gujarati
crowd. Yeah, no, I think Gujaratis love it.
You're more Gujarati than me.
Anyway, yeah, so you're, I'm not your.
Yeah, no, engagement. So I was at this engagement and I was like, you know, we're in 2024. And so, you know, I haven't been to an engagement for a while. And I thought, you know, things obviously moved on now because, you know, it's I don't go to as many as you guys do.
So you've got to be close to these, though, because you wouldn't just get invited to a random one.
It's family.
Oh, okay, family, yeah. Okay, fine.
So, but you know, like, I just think, you know, like, obviously, you know, it's all moved on now and you know, everyone's
moved on.
Well, like, you know, like, it's all become a bit of a big fanfare now. Do you know what I mean?
How many people were there?
About 80 people.
Oh, so no, that's not a big engagement, Kedge.
I think more, yeah, okay, fine. All right, but you know, the venue was not that big, so it felt like it was, you know, it was a
somewhere
lot of people.
Up north,
yeah.
London?
No, just in London, yeah, local. So I was like, you know, like, obviously they're doing the ceremony and stuff like that, and what's become the difference from, you know, when you were young, growing up and going to these kind of things, and to what it is now, is that obviously everyone's got a mobile phone in their hand.
Yeah.
Right? And so you've got the two cameramen, official people who are being paid to do the proper photographs.
Yep.
And so, you know, and it's hard enough because, you know, you've got to look at that one, then you've got to look at that one, you've got to look at that one, you've got to look at that one. You know, you're going back and forth.
What do you mean?
One cameraman's going, look at me.
Yeah, and then the videographer's there.
Yeah, and then look at me, right? And you're getting that, look at me, you're getting that back and forth. But then you've got a whole
array of aunties.
Yeah.
And
don't know where to look.
And they all are all pushing and trying to get in the way of the other cameramen just to get their money shot. And they just want to take a photo or everything. And then
money
also,
shot, yeah?
And also, the other thing is, there's, you know, like, so, you know, I mean, again, with the Gujarati thing, there's like this the whole thing about, you know, like the girl's side come and give presents to the boy and the boy's side give the presents to the girl. And it's like, so you come and you give your present and then you might have a photo with a couple and then you've got to move on. You've got to move.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's some people.
They just don't move.
They just linger. And they want to be in every shot. And then, you know, like, it gets to the point where there's someone from the family that, okay, you've had your turn now. Do you want to? Because we need to, you know, we need the space. But there's something about some desis at wedding photos and wedding moments.
Yep.
They just want to be in every photo and in every scene. And I'm like, it's just embarrassing. Why have we not moved on from
that? And not only that, I saw a lot at the wedding, I was at the engagement, and they're filming.
Yeah.
And they're watching themselves, and the phone's in their hand.
Yeah.
But the phone's like, I'm watching their camera, and it's like, now it's filming people's feet.
Yeah, it's
because they're watching, and then they go,
it's filming,
then I pick it back up again.
It's filming the muscle's blouse in front of you. But
they're not following
it
on the camera.
No.
Maybe they want that content.
Maybe yeah, for OF. But what I'm saying is that it's just, I was just, because, you know me, I like to observe. And I just like, look at this. Like, it's just, it's the couple's day, but everyone wants to be a part of it. And then, you know, like, they've obviously decided that, oh, we're not going to have certain photos, or we've done the family photo, and then, but then it's like, the next person wants to have a photo.
Of course they do.
Just for me. Oh, Betta, I love you.
Real quick, can we just quick one?
Yeah, Betta, I love you. I'm your favorite auntie. And like, come on.
Yeah. And even with people's kids, as I noticed, because.
My favorite auntie. Little does she know, she was on the second round of invites.
Yeah, exactly.
You're only there because 16 people said no.
We've got two-tier invitations here.
Dynamic invitations.
Yeah, exactly. You were lucky. You got the ballot. That's what you got. No, I was about kids. And people's kids were like running around the room, right?
Yeah.
And a couple are on like the stage where they're doing
that engaging. Pisses me off.
And the kids were just climbing up.
No, but we were all kids. We've all done.
I tell you what, we were kids, but we were playing like outdoor in the corridor,
right?
Yeah, exactly. With a little tennis ball. We're saying we wouldn't be running on stage past the swing through the pictures. Past the DJ booth, behind the DJ.
No one did that. In the corridor.
These
the
kids were running up to the stage.
Do you know when kids come running past the DJ booth? I have to tell them. Don't come back here. Like, but you say it quite a bit aggressive. They're a bit scared of you.
Don't come back.
Do they give you some lip?
No, they don't give you lip. They actually get scared. But you have to tell them. You have to
because,
be like,
you know what?
No, don't play.
Because you've got all the flashing lights.
I'd get scared.
No, but you have to because look, what happens if the kid runs into the booth or falls over a wire or?
Yeah.
So I said that, right? So obviously I'm hosting. The good thing about me hosting is that I don't have to be like, ladies and gentlemen, please now take your seats. Ladies and gentlemen, starters are being served. I can go, all right, Carla's here.
Please be upstanding is the one that they all say.
All that.
What does that mean?
Yeah, it doesn't. No one talks like that.
Who says that?
I always say that.
So please be upstanding. Shut up.
Right. Look at most presenters talk in a way that normal people don't talk. Even the BBC and the news.
Everyone who picks up a microphone, Asian DJ, they start speaking like what is this?
Right. Okay, everybody.
Okay, everybody. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, please be upstanding.
Yes,
you're like, what is this? WWF.
Your happy couple are going to make their way into the room.
Next time you're at a reception and someone says upstanding,
sit down.
Give them a fiver. Yeah. That's the game you should play.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And but all these kids, and I went, right, I said, here's the deal. I said, we're going to have some dances and performances. A couple are going to be on the stage. I said, if any of these kids are yours, I said, come and get them now. I said, I know what you're doing. You come to the wedding, you thought, result, night off, let the kids run around. Yeah. Mm. Someone else will watch your kids. No. Right, I said, if these kids come to the stage, I'm going to have to push them off the stage. I said, I don't want to have to push a kid again. Right, I said, don't make me do that.
Wow, Tommy's strict as well.
Obviously, you got to laugh. But I'm saying, so, you lot, whoever these kids are, this one here, this one here, this one here, come and take them. Right? And so I did it like that, like calling them out. But guess what? No kids came on stage.
Yeah.
And actually, nobody got hurt. No kids got knocked over.
That's good.
So and to be fair, like most of the time, the parents don't even know where the kid is.
No, they don't
around,
care.
Running around.
But I'm going to say it again, stereotype of the week. Asian parents do so much for their kids, but when they get into a public Asian only environment,
leave them to it.
What kids?
Yeah.
It's like they get kid amnesia. They walk in, and some, I swear, there are some mums, I see it in their eyes. Because, let's be honest, most Asian men are lazy and they're not doing their bit with the kids at home.
Yeah, well, no, because they're drinking the glasses, innit?
No, that's at the wedding. I'm saying in general.
Oh, in general.
So when Asian,
in life.
When the mum turns up to the party, when the mum's going to be there with her sisters, her mum, aunties, uncles, whatever, other people to potentially watch their kid to water that down, they're off duty, man. They're on the vodka straight away.
Yeah.
They're on it.
Yeah.
You know who you are. people in my family, you know who, you know, those, yeah, those.
But it was good times when we, like you said, like when we were younger and we had to go to weddings and, you know, they had Raja Hindustani on the cassette player and it was just, that was all it was.
Did playing. They still have the plates with all the compartments? The Thali plate.
Oh, when I went? No.
Was
proper.
It a bit? Was it proper?
No, it was a bit proper. Yeah, it was proper. It was proper.
The plastic Thali was the home parties. But then when you went to like a wedding.
No, you still get a Gujarati weddings.
What, the plastic Thali? No,
yeah.
But you know what? Can I stereotype? Because there's second stereotype of the day.
Yeah.
You guys are still fans of the buffet. You love, I think the Gujarati weddings.
I think when you have a Gujarati wedding, you need a buffet because there's no other way to tackle that. Yeah, when you got 300-400 man,
there's too many
people.
Yeah, we have 400-500.
No, but the amount of variety there's too many bits.
And that's the only way to quickly get them in and get them out because you're not. It's not.
There's not enough. No one has invented a plate with enough sections to fit Gujarati food into it.
Oh, okay.
Because they still end up lumping the farfar, the marcha, the all of those bits onto one bit of it. Do you know what I mean?
So the plate of food that they served up at a wedding on a weekend.
Sometimes the chutney's in with the curry, eight, and it's nine. All like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, was yours a plastic plate on the weekend?
Yeah, like polystyrene, papery.
Yeah.
But there's you're right. I'm just looking at the plate of
ten
food.
10 dishes.
There's 10 things on there.
Mm. Yeah.
What else that?
Sweet corn.
Yeah, I thought it was. And in the samosa. Mm. It was like a stretchy cheese. It was almost like a pizza samosa.
Oh, maybe it was a pizza one.
I mean, this was like a prasad. This is like just beans, but like
beans,
black-eyed, like kidney peas. Beans, like that, like pulses,
like a salad. That's a salad, though. That's an expensive Gujarati. You don't normally get salad.
Ooh,
like that.
Is that a fancy one?
That's a bit of a fancy one there.
What do you mean expensive?
No, like look that's got chickpeas in it.
But that looks dead.
Gujarati people don't have chickpea salad. Mate. That's serious.
That's a serious one.
When you're vegetarian,
that to me, Tommy,
chickpeas is a leg of lamb.
That looks like a sad plate of food, man.
No, actually, it was quite nice. It's spicy and all good and chutney.
But what I was saying is, like, you know, talking about back in the day and weddings and all of that, you know, going back to the 90s.
Speaking about weddings, quickly, I was at a wedding a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
the caterers brought out the food, and I was gobsmacked.
Why?
They stacked the plates on top of each other
with food in it.
With food in it.
So there's little sauce on the bottom.
Well, what's
like,
separating?
So example, like they'd, you know, when you go to a wedding, it was like usually one waiter would have a whole tray with all of that table starters on it.
Yeah,
makes sense, right?
Yes.
These guys like had a whole tray of kebabs, but then they put plates of kebabs on top of each other. And it just came out and I looked at it and I was like, that don't look right.
Yeah.
So what, the kebab was touching the plate above it?
Yeah.
That's weird, isn't it?
Weird.
Like a Ferrero Rocher stack of kebabs.
No, but with a plate.
Yeah, so imagine like you've got a tray and you filled the whole tray up with kebabs.
It's got loads of plates stacked on top of each other.
And then they've just put more plates on top of it.
Another tier of plates.
Because they were just handing them out to every table. And I was just thinking,
that kebab must have been old.
No, but what would you stack?
Put a plate on a plate, yeah.
Why would you put a plate on a plate?
Okay, this is such
a... Why would you put a plate on food?
This is such a random thing to throw in here, right? But when I go to McDonald's, I like to get my burgers without the bun. Don't start, right? I just prefer it without the bun.
We
feel like I'm getting the main thing.
Yeah.
Most of the time, 6 out of 10 times, in the dabba, they'll put the cheese slice on the bottom. And they put the burger on top, put the sauce, the cheese at the bottom, then the burger's on top. Oh. So all I've got is the cheese stuck to the bottom
stuck
of the thing.
Because
that thin cheese melts.
Of course, yeah.
Sauce is slippered all over the bottom of the thing.
Yeah.
But every now and then, I got hungry thinking about it. They put a burger in, cheese slice, sauce, all that, and then another burger on top. So they sandwich it in a little burger. Perfect.
But why wouldn't you just get it with the bun?
Tommy don't
because
do the bread.
I don't like the bread.
No, get rid of it after.
Because what the bread then, one of the bread slices, one of them has the cheese stuck to it. Then I can't get the cheese.
it's all for the love of cheese.
So then it's either a cheese stuck to a piece of bread or a cheese stuck to a piece of cardboard that
I can scrape it off the cardboard.
How?
Without having carbs.
That is disgusting.
Carbs instead of carb. No, cardboard instead of carbs.
Yeah.
But you were saying, sorry, so no, I'm with you on that. But you were saying about retro weddings.
Yeah, no. So yeah, like, you know, like obviously just thinking of Raja Hindustani being played at Indian weddings and all of that back in the day, because that's the only cassette everyone had. It just reminds me of the 90s and you know, all of a sudden there's a lot of things.
You remember weddings with cassettes?
Yeah, of course, that's how the music was
played. When it was a home DJ?
No. They would just have whatever the sound system was, they would just have a cassette player connected and people would just have cassettes.
It's a tape deck,
tape
deck. In a hall, then?
Yes.
Yeah, like in a town hall or in a school.
But how would you get the sound big enough for a tape?
Because it would have the red and white phono at the back.
That's it.
And you just plug it into an amp and then into speakers.
Okay,
so it was the same thing, but just playing
off
the tape.
No, no decks. No. There was no decks. There was no one in charge of it. You just press play, and that's it. You go, and then someone goes and turns the cassette over when the A side of Raja Hindustani finishes. Yeah.
Do you know my first ever gig that I did? All I had was two CD players connected to an amp, and that was it.
And no mix then, so just cut and paste.
One song would start, and you
fade in, fade out.
No, there was no fading. You just stop and bang.
Yeah.
Wow. No, actually, there was. You'd fade it down. Hit the next song. That is all.
Good
that
old
was
Dave.
My first gig. That,
simple that's, manual day.
That's how I learned.
But there's
DJ.
A lot of things making a bit of a comeback from the '90s as well. So like you know,
should we go back to that?
Yeah.
I think we should.
Cut and pasting.
I think certain DJs need to go back to that.
Start again. Fired. Tell
shots
again.
Was that a bit too much?
Yeah. Shots fired.
But so a lot of things coming back from the '90s. Obviously, Labour's back in power now. Yep. Oasis have come back from the '90s.
Wait, I signed up to their ballot, by the way.
Did you?
I got the email.
Wow.
They sent me an email saying, "Oh, we identified you as one of the people in the queue on that Saturday and you didn't get through."
It's funny how they didn't
identify
me.
You as a queue. LGBTQ.
No, but I was in to show you the email because I was really shocked. I was like, how they got my... Because obviously I was logged into Ticketmaster with my email.
See, this is the problem. I didn't even get into Ticketmaster.
Then they sent me and they were like, oh, now you've got exclusive thing to the ballot to get those tickets just for ballot people.
Yeah, and they're only giving you two at a time this time now.
Well, I only want two.
Okay, well, get it for me.
again, get it for me.
Yeah. So I thought of you on the weekend because...
I'm going to get... Your missus wants them. I'm going
to
give it to her.
Maybe she... I had to register with Ticketmaster. I was doing it over the weekend.
Right.
I'll tell you what I'm doing. Who I'm going to go see.
No.
First of October.
No.
In Manchester.
Who?
Oh!
Janet.
Oh. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to go
to that. He wants to go to that as well. He wants to go to that.
You should get on the ballot box.
Yeah, I need to get into Ticketmaster first. But anyway, going back to it, everything's coming back from
I'm going to something on the weekend.
We keep interrupting you.
I know. I'm trying to just tell you about the night.
Yeah. No, go. Hold that thought. What you're going to do on the weekend?
No, I can't say anything.
You can't. You don't have to say what you're going to do.
No, it's not.
But you had the live podcast on Saturday. Is it Friday night?
Maybe I'll tell you on Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
If it happens.
Can we go as well?
See, that's the problem.
Oh, getting him in. Okay, fine. Talk to me later. It takes two to make a thing go around. That's fine.
So guess what else is coming back from the 90s? And this is going to be exciting. We got some crisps from the 90s coming back.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Wait. Okay, now I have to think. What crisps have left us since the 90s?
Because I know we love a good crisp.
Can I guess? Huh? Squares.
Oh, good.
Not squares.
Okay, so the salt, the one when you put the salt in the sachet.
No, that's already there.
Smiths make them, isn't it?
That's already there.
Puffs. The Tempe ones.
Space Racers.
No.
Raiders.
No. Guys, you're missing the obvious. You're missing the obvious ones.
I don't know.
So, Frazzles.
Frazzles didn't go anywhere.
I swear they still make them.
Bacon Frazzles are lovely.
Oh, okay, fine. Bangers. Well, Discos.
Yeah.
No, Discos are still made, by the way.
Are they?
Get them. Do you know when I buy it?
Apparently, the reason why they're saying they're making a comeback is because basically they've noticed that on online shopping that more people are buying these crisps now. So they thought, no one's going to buy them. But Chipsticks, do you remember them?
Love them.
Yeah. Knickknacks.
Yeah.
Love them.
Knickknacks were the best bit of crisp after swimming.
See, I didn't like that.
Do you remember after swimming, getting to the vending machine?
Weren't they like Marmite flavour?
No, you get different flavours.
They're nice and spicy
ones. Scampi, you can get lemony ones.
The scampi ones were banging.
Like I didn't like the scampi one.
I'm just saying, because my friends love
the scampi. It stunk. They stunk.
Utes.
They stunk.
I don't like that smell.
They stunk.
But
Skips. Yeah.
Skips are lovely.
See, I would tell you this.
They stunk.
Melt in your mouth. You put it in, that's gone.
Interesting. All of the crisps you mentioned, Skips, Discos, and Frazzles, and Chipsticks, they're all of a different texture. They're not your crisp.
They're not a potato.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know what, now that you think about it, were any of them? What were any of them?
Well, they're not potatoes.
I never really liked Discos. I don't know
why. Discos.
I found them
good.
Too hard. Mate,
they were like pepper.
Salt and vinegar Discos.
Yes, I'm with Saj.
Do you know, I still buy them when I get on a plane because I always have them at WH Smith's in the airport.
Do they?
They always have them there.
No.
The same texture.
And yeah, same, exactly. And that's the only place you can buy them. And that's why I get
them.
Can you get
me the cheese and onion one next time you go?
Oh, they're banging.
McCoy's Ridges are a good crisp.
The Max.
They're just a fat, crunchy. Like Pringles and even Thai Sensations, which everybody does. Every Desi loves Thai Sensations. But those, they're just more, they're more like crack. You just want to be like,
The one that Desi's love now? Have you tried them yet? The mango flavoured, mango chutney ones.
Yeah, the poppadoms, the mini poppadoms.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Once you start on them, gone.
Gone.
Yeah, I've not seen anyone with Pringles nowadays as well.
We do a lot of Pringles in this house.
Really?
The boys do.
Pringles are still popular.
Now when you go to someone's house, it's always like a bowl of something. It's not really tubes of Pringles anymore.
And the kettle chips come along.
Mm. Yeah.
Kettle chips. And what's the other one with the tea? Tyrells.
Does anyone still eat? And I think Tyrell.
I made it like it was something. Like,
does
like
anyone eat the flipping the VBs in someone's? The crisps.
The Moggle ones.
No, the ones where you get like 20 packs for a pound or something. And it's
the garlic chili
bags.
Garlic chili lemon. Yeah. Of course I do. K-Fresh.
K-Fresh. That.
Bruv, they are the best.
Did.
So I told you, didn't it? The guy who owns Co-Fresh was my sister's housemate.
Yeah, you said.
Oh. So yeah, pre.
They're not Co-Fresh. They're something else. They're like Co something else. No, or K. It's not Co-Fresh. These ones, basically, they're three flavours, right? Satch knows. Like, the original ones used to be like a bluey packet, yellow packet, in
one's
a red one.
One's like a black pepper flavour.
Yeah, but basically, it's so funny because I've given this to my Gora friends at work because they love a bit of spice. And they go, Kedge, why do these crisps taste like out of date? How do you explain to them? This is how they taste.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a bit staley.
Yeah, they're supposed to be staley.
Is it Foodco?
No,
those are all new. Foodco and Co-Fresh are all new.
This is the old school. It's an old school brand.
K something.
Yeah.
But it's like you go VB and you could get 10, 12 bags.
You can buy a whole box. Yeah, you can buy a whole box.
They weren't crisps.
They weren't crisps. I don't know where they came from.
I do love them when I'm watching like a movie on the sofa.
I remember my mum, now that you just said movie, so when we used to settle in for a movie, she used to fry the old, what do you call it? Farfar. Yeah. And what? Just, I used to love just standing there, just watching it all puff up.
You Punjabi kids were spoiled, mate. We didn't get farfar for that. We get farfar like on special occasions, like Diwali.
Really?
You guys were getting farfar for like just watching films.
You
watched a film eating farfar.
Yeah, I'll be bold.
I've got a problem with that.
Why?
Because that is not a flipping film snack.
No,
it's not.
I'm going to try that. I've never tried that. But bro,
farfar with the film.
Well, bro, we were...
It goes with FFF.
You can F off, mate, with your farfar. Yeah.
And then we all got farting. We were farting. It's Friday, farfar film time.
Who watches a film with farfar?
Yeah.
It's just like popcorn, isn't it?
Popcorn acceptable.
And papar. The spicy little papar.
You had papar with a film.
Papar, is this a Punjabi thing?
I don't know.
I want to have farfar when I watch cinema.
I just think growing up, we had like a very sort of desi Indian house.
Did you have the farfar, which was like lattices?
No, not the gridded one.
But then
crosses.
Yeah, not so cross, but thin ones. Yeah. And then my dad would put like the chili powder on it.
Oh, no. See, you guys did that. The chili powder, my dad would do that. He put his like hard one like that. Yeah. Lawn.
Oh, I love it.
I hate that, man. I'm telling you now, I hate the smell of it.
I love it.
But why can you just stick to hula hoops like a normal kid?
Bro, we didn't even know about it. The hula hoops didn't enter the house. Mum and dad did the shopping.
What do you mean?
It's cheaper to do farfar than buy hula hoops.
I remember my sisters got older and they were like, you know, like the oldest one was like 13, my next sister was like 9 or 10, like 11, and then I was about 7. And all of a sudden they came back from school one day and they were like, it was like a protest. They said, Mum and Dad, and they were like, right, we shouldn't be eating out of metal plates anymore.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. We in prison.
We don't have metal cards. We had metal plates. The plates were metal. Wow. Yeah. Right? And they looked like shields. They had like a little dotted ridged edge, right?
Yeah. Give it back to Captain America.
And then I thought, what? There's plates that aren't metal. Like, what are you going to make a plate out of them, right? I thought, what? Do they want plastic plates? And then I remember I went to Daniel's house for a plate. It was the first kid, only kid, I think, at junior school, that invited me around for a play date. Because I spoke to my mum, you're allowed to come round. I thought, bloody hell, don't worry about that in my house. I've got to go via committee.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'm allowed to walk up in the road. Like, you got to understand it. You know, I'm the only son. I'm quite a big deal in the brown house. You know, like, I'm like, I've got to carry on this gym.
I've got security.
Yeah, exactly. And then I went around his house and they had plates with patterns on them.
Wow.
Honestly, I thought I'd won the lottery. I feel like I needed to tell people. Hey.
You started licking
and
the plate.
I came into my sisters. I went like, they had plates made of like glass. I was saying they're glass plates, but they went, it's like porcelain, whatever it was. But I remember that for the first time. Then his mum was like, oh, maybe like next time Daniel can have a play date around yours. I go, not if he wants to come and eat in prison. Like he's going to come and feel like he's in jail with these metal plates.
That is so funny. We never had any steel. Kedge, were you a steel steely person growing up?
Home, steel glasses. We always drank out of Barney.
Still love a steel glass.
I still love a steel glass.
It tastes disgusting.
No, it's good for you.
In a copper glass, it's good for you.
And still,
yeah,
it's disgusting.
I heard this as well.
If I put a steel cup to my lips,
no, Satch, missing out.
It makes it crisper and colder. Dud in a metal glass. Ooh,
nice
crisp dud. It almost changes the texture of it. Makes it feel like more icy and more colder. My mother-in-law said this to me a little while ago. So I went to her in-law's house. Mm. She doesn't live separately from everyone else, and she had her Barney in a clay pot.
Oh, apparently that's supposed to be even better.
Yeah. She said, "Go, lucky can there." Yeah. Sorry, Loki. Can everyone says? Yeah. I go, what Loki? Loki?
You know, the one from Marvel.
Yeah, Loki here from Marvel. Yeah. You know, Thor's brother.
Yeah.
Loki, the bad one. He says to me, ready to drink this? That's what I do.
Love it.
So there you go. So there, if you're drinking out of a clay pot, it's good for you.
Right. Know that. Things we've watched, guys.
Oh, oh, are we there?
Let's catch up on that because it's been a while since we've spoken about that. And I know the people, the brand of listeners are waiting for our recommendations. Mm. And I've seen some banging things.
I've seen some great stuff.
Go on,
man. Go on. Hit me.
First thing.
Yeah.
BBC. BBC One.
Yeah.
Freddie Flintoff, Field of Dreams.
Oh, oh yes.
Where he takes the cricket team to India.
Yes. That's season two, apparently.
Season two.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but I heard it's season two.
It is a brilliant show.
Oh, wow.
Okay, and they, good. You should watch it.
They go to the gullies in India. And they go to
the
gullies.
The cricket team. What cricket team?
So he sort of manages like a group of boys from Preston. Like okay. white lads,
very young, young lads. Like
they less fortunate. They've been
14,
saved.
13,
yeah. They've been on the wrong path, and you know.
Yeah. And he's trying to straighten them out, and all of a sudden he puts it on them, saying, "We're going to India, lads, for a little tour."
Mm.
Takes them over, and they literally live like the Indian life. They live like in a hostel kind of thing, but then they go out, play kids in like the gullies. They play like loads of different. Teams from different schools and underprivileged kids from India and stuff like that.
Mm.
Then it all ends up with them celebrating Holi out there. And you see how these kids have never left Preston ever. They've not even left, they've not even gotten a plane, some of them. And they've gone to India where it's like a different world, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know what? I was thinking of this the other day, thinking of something similar, which was, do you remember there was that show about like naughty kids and they take them away? And they'd almost swap them with another lifestyle. Mm. And it was like, and I
it
remember
was a bit like that.
And I remember there was one kid that went and stayed with an Indian family, and they're like, oh man, F this, man. They want me getting up at 5 a.m.
Yeah, so this
I've got to do my chores, I've got to do
there was at some points where obviously like they're staying in this like hostel kind of thing, and you know, all their food's made for them, breakfast and stuff. But like they were getting fed like, you know, authentic curries and dinners and some people are like, I'm not eating that. It's just a really good watch. But then at the end of it you learn and they say, I'm so glad that I've got out of Preston. And
right.
Some kids wanted to move there. They're like, that's it, I'm done. I don't want to come home.
And not only that, it was kind of like there's some of the kids I remember in the kid swap thing were sort of saying, oh, that these other kids' parents, these Indian parents that are very strict,
mm-hmm.
are actually so loving. They're doing it because they care so much. Because the dads and mums wouldn't shout at their kid.
No.
They'd be more like, Rita, you got to study, you've got to do, you know. They're like, well, if you take that out of you, then this is going to happen. If you take that, they're talking to them.
Yes.
Mm. And they're letting them go.
Rather than talking at them.
Yeah, well, screw you. It's not right. What about my freedom? And all the Western stuff. They're going, you still got your freedom. We're just trying to make you a better person.
And to be
understanding that.
To be fair, this focused a lot on Freddie as well, because obviously it's the first thing he's done since his massive accident.
Oh, I feel so sorry for him.
With Top Gear, and you could see that it was helping.
That was bad, you know.
It was. You want to see his face?
You need to see his face.
Now
it looks like it was split open.
Yeah,
you can see where
it was in the press.
Stuck it together.
Richard Hammond had a bad accident. Yeah. Freddie's, I think, had a couple.
Yeah.
James May drove into a wall.
Yeah.
He broke his shoulder. I'm like, surely that's enough. If there's like six people that have ever worked for this show, and five of them have had bad accidents, it's only Clarkson that hasn't.
He's not really had one.
Chris, but he was only for a little while. Yeah. But Chris has probably had his fair share of knocks because he whizzes around. Chris Evans, he whizzes around it.
But it was a really good watch.
Field of Dreams?
Field of Dreams.
BBC One iPlayer, right?
Good, right? The other thing I saw was, and I finished it, finally, it came out a little while ago, Mirzapur Season 3.
Oh, you love that, innit? Yeah.
It is brilliant. Really good.
Yeah.
Should I say this?
You are the flag bearer for
there's going to be a season four.
Oh.
And Matt, if you're watching it, watch until after the credits, after all the titles and everything is running.
There's a scene.
Because there's a scene and you're just like, bring on season four.
Mirzapur.
Okay. Tommy, you need to get onto that because I know you will love it.
It's just, I'm out all the time.
Yeah,
right?
When do you get a chance?
Do you know what? This came out a while ago and only now I've had a bit of time to watch something.
Yeah, good.
And very quickly, another thing. It's another Indian one, Kedge.
Oh, go on.
It's on Netflix.
What's it called?
The Kandahar Hijack.
Oh, yeah. So that keeps appearing on my
popping
thing.
Popping up on,
It's a series as well, isn't it?
I've only watched three episodes.
Based on a true story?
Based on a true story,
it's good.
Kandahar is what?
Kandahar is somewhere in Afghanistan, isn't it?
Yeah.
They hijack a plane, which is meant to leave from Kathmandu. And at the moment where I'm up to, they're on their way to Kabul. They want to go to
Afghanistan. What's Desi about it? You said it's Desi.
It's a Desi series. It was an Indian Airlines.
It was an Indian aircraft, something like that. Yeah.
Okay, right.
And apparently, when the The hijack went over 7 days or something like that. Went over a few.
God, it's a long one.
And I've only halfway through it, and they stop in different countries along the. It's interesting.
Okay, good.
Okay, two things that I've watched, which I think, and then one of them that you'll both love.
Okay,
and I think Satch, you might have seen this, The Greatest Night in Pop.
Oh,
have you seen it?
Yeah,
I have. Is that about 1984? Is that about Heal the World? You know,
Heal the World.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Have you both seen it?
Yeah.
That was ages ago, kid.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why it just came out now. But
it might just pop up. You know
it's
what?
Brilliant.
Netflix messes me so up, by good. The way.
I told you. I spoke about it on the podcast.
I think you did. That's what I thought. That's what I thought. But yeah. I was just fascinated. But
Netflix
would
do the thing, like, or other thing, new to Amazon, new to Netflix. New. Yeah. You go, oh, new. I could check it out. Yeah. You're like, 2016. Like, yeah. You suckered me in that one, but go on.
But no, it was. I just didn't know the story, and it was just to get that many, you know.
It's the American one, right?
The American one, and you know, it's. I'm inspired. And I'm working on doing something with the Indian one.
You want to do a Desi version of Heal the World?
Yeah.
Like that. What's it called? Heal the World? What's it called?
Yeah, Heal the World.
Their version was Heal the World.
We are the world.
We are the world.
We are the world. Heal the World was Michael Jackson. We are the world was the one that
we are the world. Yeah, that's it.
And we had Band-Aid. What was it?
Yeah. Do They Know It's Christmas?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah. They're both great songs.
But what I loved about it is when Bob Geldof gave all those celebs a real talking to kind of go, guys, leave the ego out the door here. We've got to do something that's bigger, you know. And you know, what I loved about it is because, you know, there's that moment when all of a sudden Stevie Wonder goes, oh, let's sing in Swahili. And then we're going, bruv, they don't even speak Swahili in Ethiopia and stuff. Yeah. And then, you know, like all the egos get involved and stuff. Yeah. And then Michael Jackson goes, no, it's got to be something in English and blah, blah, blah. And then Bob Dylan's there and he's not feeling it. And it's just like, you know, we love seeing legends all working together in a room. And that's why I was thinking, I'm going to bring the Asian community. We're gonna
Who are you going to have, Kedge? Who's it going to be? Who's going to go Bollywood, go A-list?
I was just thinking of the Brit-Asian.
Oh, Brit-Asian. Okay,
I was thinking of Brit-Asian.
No, think big. Why are you starting small? Go for the dream.
Well, if we went big, then I'd have to get Sonu Nigam to probably help write it.
Yeah.
And sing a bit of it.
And sing, obviously. Yeah, so because they had Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson who worked on it together originally. Okay. So we would need, Sonu Nigam, and I would go and maybe a female, like Shreya.
Oof.
Right?
Yeah,
and then we slowly start piling.
Arijit's got to go in there.
Arijit comes in, you know, and then we start bringing everyone in.
New generation, Sukubuku's
got to be in there.
Arman Malik,
yeah, and then maybe a little verse, Mets and Tricks, get in there.
Can I have
Mets and Tricks? Are not going to go in.
Can I have my boy Kumar Sanu within Ryan?
Can you just imagine? It would be better than anything the Ambanis have done. They had another party, by the way. I'm just saying
they did. Yeah, but that was for Ganpati.
Yeah, but still, they had another party and everyone still turned up and it was just like, it's just endless. But the other thing I've seen is called Shirley, which again was out in... No, hold on.
I know what Tommy's thinking.
Wait. This was out in March, but again, it's... I don't know, not many people have seen it. And every person needs to watch it.
I tell you where my mind was going was, you know, what have you just watched? Things I've watched is Shirley. Oh, what was that? It's the woman who lives next door.
Yes, neighbor.
I just look out the window. I've been watching Shirley. She doesn't know it. It's really good. I won't spoil the ending.
No.
Let's just say it's a happy one.
Shirley Chisholm is the first black lady to be who got into Congress in America in 1972. And she then ran to become president. Obviously, she didn't become president, you know, but it's a brilliant story. It's exactly what Kamala Harris is trying to do at the moment.
Okay.
And it's a bit of history. We didn't know about it. You should get to know about it. And you just realize that actually, you know, the problem we've got. And this
here we go. The problem with our people, right?
Well, no. But the black people have the same problem. Is that they just kept undercutting their own people.
Yeah.
So even my girl, who's doing really well, but she was stuffed over by black men.
Always. Egos.
Yeah, it's bad enough trying to find the rest of the establishment, but it's her own black men who would like to do her over. Yeah. And I was just like, it's frustrating, isn't it?
But that's Kedge. That's in everything. That's in everything.
But then how are we ever going
to get... Men are to blame
look at,
for
look
everything.
Look at the, I'm going to say it, the British Asian music scene.
Go on.
Don't, look, we ain't got a podcast for that.
Just saying. It's the same sort of thing, isn't it?
What, I know. That men are screwing it over?
No, not men. Just generally everybody.
We've ruined it for ourselves.
Basically.
I haven't. I'm holding it up.
Yeah, but what about the scene?
Keep holding up.
Huh?
What about the scene?
Keeping the scene alive.
Oh, right.
Keep
the scene. You ain't part of the scene. You've moved on to comedy. You're on the comedy scene now.
Yeah. Right. So Kumar Sanu, anyway. Yeah. He's a legend. He's a legend. That's what we want.
He's a legend.
The old school. But bring him back from the 90s.
What have you learned then?
Oh, what have you watched that? Have you watched anything?
I've not watched anything. So,
have you packed the telly away yet?
So this is, no, actually, I've got, and I was thinking about it. Oh, God, I want to get someone round. I'm not very good with stuff like that.
You've got to take it off.
Yeah, take it all off. And also, then what do I do? How do I stack it? Where do you put? We've got.
I can connect it again.
We've probably got more TVs than we've got fridges, which is ironic. So I think what I do with like five tellies, six tellies.
Yeah. You take them to your new house.
They're so going
to
break over the next year.
No, they're not. Of course, they're not going to break.
Well, anyway,
make sure when you take it off, have you got a removal company coming? Or you do it yourself.
Nah, got it. I got a couple of my worker guys.
He's got Sandu and Sandu.
They're nice and cheap. And then I'm going to just load up the van. I said to my missus, right, we pack everything up. This is a strategy.
Yeah.
You go to wherever the new place is, or wherever we're going to put it. Because we might put it in storage, might put it in containers, might put it in the new house. But because the new house is going to have so much work, no point putting it there. So I said, I'm going to be here. I'm going to give the guys. I'm going to tell the guys these boxes. Bang, 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 bang.
In the van.
Go. And when you get to the other side, she's going to be there. Yeah. And she can tell you what she wants done with it on the other side. So that's the that's the strategy.
With a TV, by the way, once you take it off the wall, wrap it in like a blanket and then put it into...
Mm. That's good. That's funny. So what should we do with all our blankets? And we've got loads. Obviously, we've got the tiger one, leopard
one.
Do
that.
Yeah,
do that. Flower one. It's got to be blanket.
Well done. I will do that. No, I've not seen anything. I've just got my thing I've learned.
Now. Okay, what is that? Okay.
Thing I've learned this week was about Monty Norman.
Who's that?
Actually, okay, I'll tell you, Monty Norman's a composer.
Okay. Right?
He's a musical composer. And as I've spoken to a couple of people about it this week, because I found out about it a few days ago, I went, hey, guess what I found out? Da, 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 da. Mm. A couple of people have known it. So you might already know this.
I don't even know who Monty Norman is.
Right. Monty Norman is the man who created the James Bond theme music.
Oh.
No, 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 no. Right? Now, what I found out this week is that Monty Norman was a musical composer. He was given the job of making the music to a play called A House for Mr. Biswas. Desi story.
Biswas.
Biswas.
Biswas. Biswas.
Right, Biswas. Dishwash? Right, Dishwash. No. They had to make, he had to do the musical score. So he did the song for The House of Mr. Biswas. So he did an Indian song, which went down, 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 down,
down.
Right? Right? He did. Right? And then... Nothing happened, didn't get commissioned, didn't get made. But the book is famous, by the way, House Mr. Biswas. Right? Then he got, oh, there's this spy film coming out. We need a theme.
Can we whack in there?
He goes through his collection. He goes, oh, I've got this from all. So he sped it up. And added a bit. Added that.
Wow.
So basically, Bond is Indian. Your Bond, everyone's Bond, the Bond, Bonds belong to Desi.
Wow.
There you go. James Bond, same tune.
Are you sure it wasn't down, down, down?
Basically it wasn't. It was a version of that. It could have been like that.
Now that we do it, because we can do it naturally. Because naturally we go dang 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 dang. We made it.
But that's
our
sound. Yeah. But that's your sound cage.
Yeah.
No, but the way you did it as well, it sounded like a dummy.
That's the noise you make when you walk. Dang 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 dang. Yeah. It's your little guitar.
So it sounds very Desi anyway.
Yeah.
How do you puff?
Yeah. There you go. James Bond comes from really an Indian sounding song. It wasn't an Indian song.
No.
Monty Norman wasn't Indian.
For an Indian show.
But he made it with that sound in mind. Love and there you go, look at that. And Bond, you can't get much more British than Bond.
Can I go next? Because mine is music related.
Okay, nice.
And I think it might have an Indian link.
Okay. Oh.
But I made that bit up.
Okay.
Elvis Presley's manager sold I Hate Elvis badges.
Yeah.
I did not know.
To make money from people that didn't like Elvis.
Right. Have you seen the film?
I didn't know about that.
That's in the film. You remember the film, Elvis?
Yeah, I remember seeing it.
Yeah. So,
unbelievable. That's a Desi maneuver right there.
And
clever.
They talk about it in the film because he actually did do it when Tom Hanks plays his manager who was supposedly questionable with it. And he basically says he did it because he basically said, look, loads of people love you.
Yeah.
Some people don't. Yeah. Let's sell some to the people that don't.
Do we need I Hate Brownlow badges for Saturday?
Not for Saturday, because they're coming. They like it.
No, but I mean, I wouldn't mind if there were people coming to say, I hate the Brownlow.
No one's going to come to say they hate it. We need it for other people.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, I tell you what it is. We need to, when we go mainstream, when we're all over the planet, Then it's like, then you can.
Do we want people to come fancy dress for Saturday?
Ooh, I would have loved that. We should have said that earlier. It's a bit late now. I need to have a thing.
What?
Because I've been clearing out my house. I've got so many fancy dress outfits. I forgot. One of the parties I went to, this is a really good idea. You've got to dress up as something which starts with the same letter as your name.
Oh, love it.
So I've got upstairs in my loft, I just pulled out a tequila bottle outfit. Yeah. Is that whole outfit?
Oh, yeah, I remember you wearing that.
Yeah, tequila bottle.
Cage, what
will
you come as?
Yeah. Just put a white sheet over my head and put some eyes.
What, Ku Klux Klan?
Yeah.
Ku Klux Cage?
Yeah. Why not?
Bloody hell, Cage. Easy. It would have been dark then, isn't it?
I don't know what I'd come as.
Yeah. Gunja. So Cage.
That's got to be in it.
Oh, okay. You, sausage.
Sugar.
Oh, sweet.
3D.
Sarul Dasag. You just cut yourself in green.
Sarg.
Yeah, Sarg.
That would be good. If you just came as Sarg.
Yeah, just put like weeds all over you. Yeah. What are you? Sarg, innit?
Sarg, innit?
Everyone loves Sarg.
Yes.
Do you want to see where the butter is? The butter's in the middle, melting.
That is disgusting, mate.
No, that's lovely.
All right, my thing that I learned this week.
He ain't fancy dressed, by the way.
No, he's not. Yeah. Turn up with a flipping. This is related to us, actually, the brown load. And that is, have you heard of a word which is... The word is consult.
Consult?
Yeah.
Like consulting someone
but with
and constipating.
Yeah, but
so consult. If I talk to you about my constipation, I'm consulting you.
Ah, okay. No, that is not it. But basically, this word has been used since the 1600s. It's died out recently, so you don't get to hear it that often. But what it actually means is acting stupidly together. And this is why I thought it kind of works for us. So it's a verb. It's basically to play the fool together. Got Latin roots.
Yeah.
Con, which means with. Stultus, which means foolish. So you can use it as a verb. Like, you know, we were consulting on the brown load.
Yeah. Or this is your consultation. Constellation. If you come to a brown, if you're coming to the brown load, you're coming to the consultation.
There we go. And that sets you up for Saturday.
Wicked. That's a great word. And we're going to leave you on that. So remember, we'll see you there. Anybody who turns up late, know this. You're going to get destroyed. Okay?
I've spoken to a special guest.
They probably won't let you in, actually.
They probably won't let you in.
Please get there on time.
They won't let you in.
I've spoken to a special guest. They are up for it.
They are
ready.
Hold on. So you've got a surprise special guest. You're going to do the surprise songs. I've got a surprise as well.
Oh,
I haven't. I'm going to have to think of one now. Okay. So that's what I'll be doing for the next few days.
Okay.
But for the rest of you, we'll see you at the live podcast.
Yeah, don't be late. Honestly, don't be late. Please don't be late. No desi timing.
What time does it actually start?
Get there. It starts exactly at 9:30 is when we're coming out on stage. Yeah. Doors, you can get there from 9:00. Get there at 9:00. You can have a little drink in the bar and stuff.
You can bring your own food as well.
Shut up, kid. You can't.
Okay. You can. In your handbag, you can.
You can't. You can't bring we're not having nothing.
Yeah.
We're not having no smelly food that you're going
to
get sent out.
Give it to me.
If you can eat something without any of us noticing, that'd be brilliant.
Don't do it.
But if you can eat it and share it with us, even better.
Don't even do that.
Yeah.
If anyone comes up and gives food, they're going to get food.
Hashtag feed Satch. Feed Satch on the night. Just come up and put a Luddu in his mouth.
Yeah.
Put your Luddus in his mouth.
Just do not be late. That's all I can say. Don't be late.
Okay.
Done.
And you, I think at the end of it, there's a bit of time where we can hang around with people.
Oh, really?
Like right at the end, yeah.
Okay.
With the riffraff, with this lot, I don't trust them. No, of course we will. We'll be there. You'll be there. We'll all have a great time.
We'll be there.
So enjoy it. And if you're not there, don't worry. There'll be others. I don't mean to do everyone else. All the thousands of other people feel like they're missing out. And if you can't be there, but hey, next time, hopefully, in the next maybe year or so, we might get to take this around the country a bit.
Of course. And so, if you do miss it on Saturday, you'll be hearing it next Thursday.
Lovely. Yes, of course you will. Yeah, yes. You're hearing it. It'll be next week's podcast. So that'll be the live podcast. So we'll see you when we see you. Have a great one. Till next week, boys. See you on Saturday.
Yay.
Laters.